in Jesus' name. I will read from the first epistle of John, the fourth chapter. God's word with that prayer that the Heavenly Father would give strength from His word. The words are as follows. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. This, our text, speaks of love. And we have one word, love, but in the Greek language, there are many words. One means human love, and the other means love of God. Our text speaks of the love of God. For here it says, God is love. This love of God was seen in a great way when the Lord Jesus came into this world. The scriptures contain familiar words that God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So no one that believeth in him would perish, but he would have everlasting life. Abraham was able to experience and feel the love of God very close when he received word from God to sacrifice his own son, Isaac. Abraham was given another sacrifice, but God sacrificed his own son for the sins of this world, there was not another sacrifice. When Paul speaks of this love, he lifts it up high, the meaning of it very high, when he says, even though I would speak with the tongue of angels, I would be if I would not have love. And he even as adds to this when he says, if I would have all the wisdom and faith to move mountains, but I would not have love, it would be for naught. And further he says, even though I would give all my belongings to the poor, if I would sacrifice my own self, it would have no meaning. If love would not be in my heart. John states to the same matter. That love gives security on that judgment day. And in this, love has no fear. The children of God have the hope of everlasting life in their hearts. When I was young, I did not think about the future, but I thought that I will live. But now, as an elder, it feels that God gives through His grace new days. And even if He would not give those, I know that I have security on the day of judgment. God has given His love and the living hope. Love does not contain fear, says John. When I was a young boy, I was at services, and the speaker brother said that everyone fears death. He said, when after a rain and there's worms and you stomp on the ground, they become distressed because they fear death. There is no one, not anything, that does not fear death. And this is human. But John states, that love does not have fear. There is no fear in love. Almost as if a opposite way, it says that with you is the forgiveness of sins so that you would be feared. Is there a conflict here? No. But all children of God have that fear so that they would not sin. And especially elders have such a fear that will we ever make it to the destination? But nevertheless, Sin makes both the young and, or both the youth and the elders do sin, and from this comes fear. I have thought of this, that how is this fear seen and felt? If one has fallen, one is fearful to come to the services of God's children, and one is scared to come to this place. It is that correct fear. When one has fallen, you begin to feel that is one yet believing, and the enemy of souls says that throw that faith away. It is difficult. If a child of God has such a great fear that they would not dare to come to the services of God's children, but it may also be this way. This sort of fear we have, but there is no fear in love, but it comes from our own human selves. We are sinful, as all people are, defiled by that fall into sin, and for this reason we fall and we become fearful. This fear is able to be put away by putting sin away. It teaches us to battle against sin and the temptations of sin. It was felt, this love, Cornelius felt this love in his time. He invited into his own home Peter, and Peter came and preached unto him the gospel. And it stated that the Holy Spirit came down unto all those who were in the room. Through faith, we receive into our own hearts love. John states, love is not there so that we would love one another. It is not for that reason that we would, through love, merit a place in heaven. There are people who try this. There are those who give alms. There are those who pray. There are those who deny themselves many things, so they, through their own strength. But here John says, but God has first loved us. God has come near to us. Many of us have been tempted but this is not the what God has wanted, but the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was already there during the creation when God created. Also, through the Christ Jesus, it was made possible that the children who are born into this world are children of God. Before this, God loved so much that he gave unto man a living soul. I read from the magazine Suomen Kuvalehti different stories of that, how each person or these people faced death, and they were hard to read for this reason, because they saw no life after death. But God gave unto man a living soul, and God gave that possibility that only man have that possibility to become saved. Man differs from animals. Only men have a undying soul, and once these saved people will make it into the brightness of heaven. But He first loved us. It knows this, that we are all loved by God. He has taken us into His kingdom, and only for that reason that God has loved us, that we are able to love other children of God. Love is a sign of the kingdom of God. It is that first sign. The children of God are, through love, connected to one another. And thus it must be. It says that we must, almost as of a commandment, that we loveth. Thus says the living Christ Jesus. When God loves His congregation, He guides through love His kingdom. It is not through temporal commandments that it is given guidance, but God guides the kingdom of God. He guides each one of us with that voice that is given through the Holy Spirit into each one of our hearts. I have at some time read psychology, and there was such an idea that many psychological responsibilities are outward. But that child of God walks that narrow way and wants to battle against sin. It comes from the heart of the child of God. It comes from that love which God has given unto us through faith. And when you listen to that love in your own heart, the words of that love, you also want to obey them. You would wish to do so that sin would not get a foothold. You would become sorrowful if thus would happen, but love guides you as it guides the congregation of God. God's congregation is whole. It is of one mind. According to Luther, in that matter, how God makes a ungodly one righteous, we have that same understanding how an unbeliever makes it into God's kingdom, there may be in these second issues different thoughts, but we are of one mind how one is saved. And the Holy Spirit, through love, teaches it to us. Yesterday we heard that we should stay in the doctrine of the apostles, and it is that we would travel as the Holy Spirit tells us and the congregation to do. The commandment of love is to come near to the unbelieving people. This is a very important matter. The Lord Jesus Christ sent his own disciples to preach unto all repentance and the forgiveness of sins. The Apostle Paul said of the love of God, that he would want to change his tongue and speak so beautifully so that his own nation would receive repentance. He stated even this way, that he could let go of his faith if it was save his nation. It was love of the heart to invite all unto him, to love the entire world as the Lord Jesus gave up his life and blood for the sins of the entire world. And this message the child of God would wish to proclaim. But this did not help. Paul experienced such a great awakening that he would have wanted through his heart that it would happen. One said, Paul loved not only his own people, but the other nations and pagans. He was the apostle of the pagans. And it has not changed. We too would wish to love the children of God. We know that they are not the children of God who hate and who hate God's kingdom, but those people are also the child of God would wish to love. I would like to say unto you, youth and elders, love one another with that love which God has loved you. It is a great miracle that even I am yet a child of God. It is a great miracle that God has so loved me that I can, as his child, travel toward heaven. It is such a miracle that you too can travel toward that bright heaven. Think how great the love of God is, that He has, to His own flock, taken care of us and saved us here in God's kingdom. It is important in this time to note the greatness of God's kingdom. The love of God is thus, we cannot fathom it as humans, but we will one at one time there in heaven understand it. Then many, many matters will become clear. When we think of the people surrounding us, we think of our neighbors, our dear ones, our friends. We think, as Jesus said, even our enemies should be loved. We would surely want to change our voice so that everyone would be able to experience the grace of God. I too would want to change my voice to speak with the tongue of angels so that those who have become lost from the kingdom of God would be able to return, receive the grace of repentance. This love touches deeply when a dear one has denied their faith. It hurts. It feels as if one time will come when we will not see and meet these whom we have worked with. And for this reason, I would wish to change my voice so that all would receive repentance. If it would help, I could, but the words are not sufficient. How great, how sweet it is there in heaven. I would like to say that it is surely beautiful. And do you know, one time, the children of God will gather their brothers and sisters who have been able to taste the sweetness of God, the goodness of God, who have not only received the great grace of repentance or have traveled in the kingdom from their youth, but we can again and again experience that love of God and travel that narrow way. Those who have been able to wash their robes in the blood of Christ have been able to make them white. Once the blessed of the Father will be gathered there, one time will such a celebration start where there are no people that will rise up against the kingdom of God, but there are the children of God and the angels of the Lord who have not risen up against Him, and there will be the Lamb of God, and there will be God. There, the children of God will at one time be able to start that thanksgiving hymn. It pays to believe, sins forgiven. It pays to accept this gospel and believe, dear brother and sister. Believe, sins forgiven, in the name of our Lord Jesus, unto peace, freedom, and joy. believe, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. They who have whitened their robes in the blood of the Lamb will be at that celebration, and we will be in love and grace forever. It pays, brothers and sisters, to believe. And you who have denied your faith, it pays to return, for God invites His kingdom, or into His kingdom. And I, as a weak traveler, can I believe my sins forgiven? Remain in the blessed name of God's, in Jesus' name, amen.